Among the questions the Connecticut Supreme Court heard today was this: can wind be considered fuel? WSHU's Craig LaMolt explains.
The case centers on whether the state council that approves the siting of power facilities had the authority to approve a wind turbine project in Colebrook, Connecticut. A collection of homeowners in Colebrook and a community group that's arguing for greater regulation of wind farms sued the state over the approval of that farm. An attorney for the plaintiffs, Emily Jane Quinto, argued that legislation that defined the jurisdiction of the siting council covered electric generating facilities using, quote, any fuel.
Fuel is something that burns. It's something that is combusted and used up. Wind does not meet that definition. It's true that the legislature has defined other terms.
Does all fuel burn?
Your Honor, under the commonly approved and traditional meaning in dictionaries, that is the definition that prevails.
Connecticut Assistant Attorney General Claire Kindle argued the state legislature has consistently considered fuel as any resource that produces energy.
The legislature has gone a long way in including wind, both on a energy policy basis as well as in statutory language, as being a fuel and being included.
The plaintiffs in the case are also arguing that noise levels were wrongly measured at neighboring homes rather than at property lines, and that they were denied the ability to review new evidence and technical information in lower court trials. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.